Hey there, Four States. This is Luke Taylor. Welcome to the KNEO Community Connection. And today we have on the phone with us Amanda Klein. And she and her husband, Keenan, they are the directors for an upcoming performance or a series of performances at the Stained Glass Theater in Joplin. They are directing Annie Jr. And so, hey, Amanda, we're glad to get to talk to you about it for a few minutes here.
I'm so excited to talk about it.
Yeah, the show is opening up this week. It's going to premiere Thursday. It'll run until the 17th of April. But what do you want people to know about Annie Jr.?
It'll actually run until the 14th of April, not the 17th.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. The 14th.
That's okay. We close on a Sunday.
Okay.
So it is a little different than other places maybe. But yeah, we're having so much fun with this cast of kids. It is a junior show, so our entire cast is kids 18 and under. And they are a hoot and a half. Oh my goodness. We have had so much fun and they are so talented. I cannot wait for people to hear them sing, to see them dance, to see their characters that they've brought to life on the stage. Like they're killing it. I can't say enough about how proud I am of them.
So the junior in Annie Jr., that's referring to the ages of the actors then. It's not like a sequel to the Annie story. Is it still the original Annie story?
Correct. It's the original Annie story, but it is all kids in the cast, and the show was shortened a little bit, so some of the songs are a little bit shorter. We don't have as many of the interludes in the songs as you'll find in the movie, but our runtime right now is approximately an hour and 20 minutes with an intermission. But I'm sure it'll be a little bit longer because the show is really funny. And so our audience will add some time because they'll laugh and our characters will have to pause for that a little bit. So laughter always adds a little bit of time to a show, but not a lot for this one. Maybe I'm not sure. But the music is all the same as the original, just shortened a little bit so that it's not a 2.5 hour production, which I think is what the original script runs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this will be good for them.
It's really good to bring kids to.
Yeah, the attention span. I was going to say, good for the attention spans of those kids that people would bring along to watch it, too. And, you know, I was really familiar with the Annie story growing up because it was on TV all the time, the movie from, like, the 70s. But there's a whole generation of people now who might not have ever heard of the story of Annie, might not know what it's all about. And so this is an opportunity to introduce that to them.
That's true. And our kids in our cast have been learning a lot about an era in time that they didn't know about. Like, we have a kid who's playing Franklin D. Roosevelt, and he didn't know who that was when we started. And at the very end of the show, they have some lines that are very characteristic of FDR. And we got to explain that to him, and his eyes were so fun because he was just like, oh, like it means something. It's not just a line. Like, it's going to mean something to some adults who come. And so we've had some history lessons. We've also, I've thoroughly enjoyed. We've pulled a lot of stories out of and themes out of this show. To talk to our kids about, to say, look, this is all the different ways that we see Jesus in this story. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a Jesus story, even though we're a Jesus theater. It's not a Jesus story strictly, but I firmly believe that if you look, you can find Jesus just about everywhere. And this story is definitely no different.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So can you talk a little bit about just the mission of Stained Glass Theater and then like how this theater production of Annie Jr., how this goes right along with that?
So the mission of Stained Glass Theater, Joplin, is to be a safe place in the community for, and I'm not quoting the mission statement by any stretch of the imagination, but we exist to be a community theater that is a safe place for your kids and a place for you to grow to be more like Jesus. We are a out and proud Jesus place. We do invite anybody and everybody from every walk of life to come and audition or come see our shows. But you will hear about Jesus when you walk into our building. And we have absolutely no shame about that. We are a disciple making place. So one of the things that I love about the theater is I grew up at Stained Glass Theater Joplin. So I started when I was 6 or 7, and I grew up in this amazing community of people that I mean, I got to walk alongside people from all kinds of different facets of Christianity. And we all work on a project together, and they taught me through just living together at the theater how to be a better Jesus follower. And that's what we get to do with all of our casts. We get to walk together for 6 weeks and pour into each other's lives and rub off on each other and disciple each other. And I love that about the theater. Mm. And then one of the things that we have done at our theater, because there is a stained glass theater in Ozark, and that's the original stained glass theater. And as far as I know, and, they are in Ozark. They're real close to Branson, and they do pretty much primarily only, as far as I know, I'm not heavily involved in that theater. So I don't want to misrepresent them, but mm-hmm. they do only Jesus based stories on their stage, which is amazing. I love that. Like, I've gone to visit and they do an amazing job. We do a mix of shows, and our board of directors made that decision several years ago, many years ago, that we were going to do some secular based theater productions and some very hardcore Christian theater production. So earlier this season, we did The Robe.
Right.
And then we did Peter Pan and Wendy, and now we're doing Annie Jr. And those aren't strictly Christian shows, but our demographic of people that we want to engage with are not always Bible-based people. And so we want to be a welcoming place for everybody. And you can go and ask any of our cast members right now whether Annie is about Jesus, and they'll probably tell you, well, yeah, we've talked about it a lot. Mm-hmm. Because I keep telling them all these things, like one of my favorite examples is that Annie came from Hannigan's, where she was abused and she was used, and her biological parents left her there in hopes that she would have a better life. And mm-hmm. in some ways, you can say she did, because we know the results of the show that Annie is actually an orphan. And so she might have had a life, at least, but she didn't have a good life, and it was hard. It was a hard knock life.
Right.
So then she walks into this world of Warbucks, and we've gotten to explore this with our cast a little bit, that she walks into this world and she doesn't know how to behave in this world, and she doesn't understand the magnitude of the gift that she's been given. And then, like, it's not just for Christmas, because they come in and they take her away for Christmas, and then Warbucks falls in love with her and wants to adopt her and keep her forever. And, like, we have this whole song about how she thinks she's going to like it here, because they're taking care of her and they love her and they want to lavish her with all of these gifts and all of these things. And we talked to our cast about how Jesus wants to do the same thing for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you walk through the world and it's hard. It's a hard knock life out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there is somebody who loves you and wants you and wants to adopt you. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what the Hannigans of the world have told you about yourself. There is a Jesus. There is a God who made you and who loves you and wants to lavish you with blessings that you can't even imagine. Like, I'm sure we're all going to walk into heaven one day and be like, wait, I don't understand. You don't want me to wash the windows?
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we've talked about with our cast. We've also talked about how Warbucks gives Annie new clothes, and Jesus gives us new clothes, and we go out into the world and represent him. And so, like, our cast has heard a lot about how we love this show because of all the different ways that we can point people to Jesus through this story. And the hope is that our audiences will come, and if they don't see those messages, we'll point them out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And because at the end of every show, we get to pray together and we get to have a short devotional moment. And it's one of my favorite parts of the show. So I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that it does sound exciting. So that was an excellent answer right there, because you covered every other thing I could think of to ask about on Annie Jr. So, and that's also just a great testimony, though, of what's going on behind the scenes. And so I think when people come out to see Annie Jr., They're not just getting great, you know, entertainment or a great lesson for themselves. It's not just impacting the audience's lives, but it's also supporting a cause that I think is creating a memorable and life-changing experience for all of these young actors and actresses who are being a part of it. And so I'm glad Absolutely. You spoke to that. And yeah, tell people if they want to find tickets or more information about Annie Jr., where is the best place for them to go?
The best place to go right now is the Stained Glass Theater Facebook page or the Stained Glass Theater Instagram page, and make sure it's Stained Glass Theater Joplin. Because again, there is the Stained Glass Theater, and that's in Ozark. That's not us. but we keep updating that to make sure it's up to date, and it'll almost every post, well, actually every post right now that's about Annie has a link to where you can buy tickets, and you can buy tickets ahead of time. They are already selling like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get tickets, get them now, because you don't want to miss out. There will be tickets available at the door, but they'll be on a first come, first served basis, and it's whatever is left after the tickets have sold online, is my understanding. So make sure you get your ticket, and make sure you get your tickets for your kids, because we cannot wait to fill the audience with a bunch of kids, and I mean everybody, with a bunch of adults, everybody come out yep. and cheer these kids on, because they're doing an amazing job. I can't even say that enough times.
Well, it sounds like it could impact a lot of lives, and so don't wait too long if you want to get tickets to Annie Jr., and that's where to go to find out more about it. We've been speaking today with Amanda Klein. She and her husband, Keenan, they are the directors for this production. And so prayers to you all. I know you have a busy few weeks ahead, and we just hope people will go and check it out and have a great time out there at Stained Glass Theater.
Awesome. Thank you. We can't wait to see you.
This has been Luke Taylor. That's your KNEO Community Connection.